Ayo.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is the Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at rhanson817. Those are our social media handles. Follow us. Talk to us. Friend us. Whatever you want to do. Complain to us. I don't know. I always seem to be a person who people like to vent to.
Mm-hmm.
So, vent to me online.
Okay.
Or not. I mean, you know, whatever. But anyway, it's Monday, November 9th. Today's National Fried Chicken Sandwich Day, I believe.
Stop it.
Yeah. But the one place that I would like to get a fried chicken sandwich isn't open on Mondays.
Sure. Sure.
So I have to go tomorrow again.
Okay.
But anyway, there's, once again, a lot of stuff to talk about today. And it's just, I mean, I guess we'll start where we left off. Because when we left off, it was like, okay, the election's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody, the election happened. And I hope the guy that you were rooting for won. And if he didn't, it's okay. Because at the end of the day, we should be all on one team and rooting for the same things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, peace, love, and happiness.
Yeah.
Or peace, love, and the pursuit of happiness, I believe. And obviously, a little money in your pocket don't help, you know, don't hurt either. But, but yeah. So, as of right now, Joe Biden is the president-elect.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because we did our podcast on the Monday, and then the election was the next day, Tuesday, and I had to go into work.
Mm-hmm.
And working at a bar on an election day / election night, it's a very kind of nerve-wracking thing, especially now because of, I mean, let's just call a spade. Donald Trump seems to bring out the worst in people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel as though there's a certain level of behavior, not all, but some people have, out in public, and then you mix that with alcohol,
sure,
and whatever else they're doing on the side,
sure,
going into a city such as a Hoboken, New Jersey,
mm-hmm,
and the bartender that you're dealing with is a black guy,
mm-hmm,
and then the other bartender that's there is a Hispanic young lady,
mm-hmm.
We don't know how things are gonna go.
The only positive I saw from that, because I definitely thought of you on election night, because I know we had talked about it off air that you had to work, and I was like, hey, what are you expecting, blah, 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 was when I shut the TV off, now I shut the TV off before you call last call, there was no chance that this was going to be decided that night.
Right.
So thankfully, you didn't have to deal with the actual, this is your projected winner, ding, 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 ding. That was, so at least you didn't have to worry with the fallout from the actual decision. It was just the, to clean it up a little bit, the banter back and forth, I guess you would say, of
I
whatever.
Honestly didn't even want to have it on the television.
Yeah.
Because I've worked in previous bars establishments where, fortunately enough, the Stage House Tavern is the place I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
And the bar, there's two bars. There's a smaller bar that's on one side of the restaurant and the bigger, larger sports bar side on
mm-hmm,
the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually predominantly work on the smaller side. There's one TV over there and I'm like, I'm not putting it on.
Right. You get to watch Rangers Devils highlights from 1995. Fuck off.
Yes. Or the Game Show Network.
Right.
Family Feud marathons all day.
Sure. Just irate more people who might have not necessarily voted for Joe Biden.
So I
really didn't want it the television, but my boss insisted. He was like, put it on.
There was nothing else on TV either. There was nothing you were getting.
So, like, as much as, you know, I was putting Game Show Network on, right. AMC Movies, Sci-Fi Network,
reruns of, like, Discovery Channel.
I was putting on anything possible but the fucking election. But people wanted to see it.
Of course.
Now, I didn't put it on every TV.
Right.
I only put it on the one by the person that was sitting at the bar.
Do you have a bunch? And I haven't been to your spot yet. I will definitely come check it out. Do you have a ton of TVs there? Like,
Is
it bigger? Is it more like the bigger side of Stage House? Obviously, it's not the smaller side of Stage House because I don't think you'd survive with just one TV. But
think about it like this: the layout of the place. To give you an idea, the layout of the place is like another bar restaurant that we have frequented in the past, the Darby Road in Scotch Plains. Think of the layout of the TVs.
Oh, okay. So you're getting a third base every time you try to go to the bathroom because of how narrow it is to get from the bar seating with the bar tables. And then you want to go and just use the bathroom, and all of a sudden you're at third base with like 12 of your closest strangers. That's the only issue I've ever had with Darby Road.
Bar seats and tables, there's a little bit more space.
Okay.
But in terms of, it's all the TVs alongside a wall. And there's maybe like one or two that are hanging on the sides. And we actually have a couple projector screens that we can pull down.
Oh, cool. Okay.
For when there's like college football.
But it's on a little bit of like it's on like the narrower side.
Yeah, when there's multiple games on.
Cool.
But there's 11 televisions.
Okay.
So wherever somebody was sitting next to, I put it on that TV and that was it. And then as soon as they left, I turned it off.
Right.
I would change it. And then if somebody else came in, I was like, hey, can you put on CNN? Sure.
Right.
So, fortunately enough,
nothing. Were they asking for that? That's something I'd be curious to know. Did they ask for the election, or did they ask for a channel?
They asked for a channel. That's for CNN.
Okay. Well, you're in Hoboken. You're in Hoboken.
Well, I mean, I guess it is the indicator. It's like, hey, can you put Fox News on? And be like, here we go.
Right. not to say everybody, but yes, I can understand on election night with tensions heightened and But so it wasn't necessarily like you know how like usually it's not just like hi, bartender, could you put sports on please? It's like no, put the Jets on. Like kind of how you used to have it like labeled underneath the thing. It wasn't like sports, teen mom, sport. It was a particular game. So I guess in this instance it would actually be like, hey, could you put on Fox, hey, could you put on CNN, hey, could you put on MSNBC, hey, could you put on CNBC or whatever it was. So they asked by channel, not just like, hey, could you throw the election coverage on?
The people that asked me were specific and they said, could you put CNN on?
Right. Okay.
Obviously alluding to the election
of
coverage.
Course. Right, right.
And, I mean, it was a busier Tuesday night than normal.
Sure.
And there was only one scenario, and we actually had security that night. I joked with the one guy who does security there. I was like, you going to be around on Tuesday? Just in case? Joking enough.
Right.
And he was like, I'll probably be around. I'll probably be here anyways. All right. They actually had him come in. Actually, a couple of the bars in Hoboken, the neighboring bars, had security that night.
Were there any incidents?
As far as I don't know.
Okay.
But
good.
Also, that was also because there was no projected winner.
Right.
If there were a projected winner that night, and depending on who might have won or who might have lost, especially later in the evening, because you would have gotten that projected winner probably later in the evening.
Right.
A little bit of alcohol would have been consumed by this point. Tensions might be high. Mm-hmm. Things could go sideways real fucking quick.
Sure.
Fortunately enough, they didn't. There's one scenario where like these like three guys came in, and I've dealt with them before, and they're all like Irish guys, and I know that they're Trump supporters. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying all Trump supporters are bad, but some of the ones that I deal with are kind of obnoxious and they're kind of assholes. And that's me putting it lightly.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and I was like, oh, here we go.
Wait. If they're Irish then, and take this completely with a grain of salt, does that make them Mick assholes? From like Longest Yard?
You know what? Why not?
Okay. All right.
But they came in. They had a couple rounds of shots.
Yep.
They had a beer or two. There was really nobody in there, and they left. I was like, thank God.
Right.
Because that would have been the issue.
Right.
It would have been these three guys. Because I've dealt with them before, and they're kind of obnoxious, and they signed their credit card slip the one time. They signed it like Trump 2020, whatever like that. And I was like, whatever. I don't project my political stance onto you.
Hi, I'm so Kevin. Kevin. You know, Biden 2020. Hi, I'm Kevin. You know, Joe Jorgensen 2020.
Hi, I'm Kevin. Kanye West 2020. Like, I'm not.
Yo, that motherfucker still got 60,000 votes. 60,000 votes. 60,000 people agreed with him on something.
They probably thought they were voting for, like, the next Kanye West track or something.
See, here's the thing. You want to go out and you want to say, you know what, Kanye West, workout plan? I would vote for you for that. That was a fantastic song. That was one of the last videos I ever saw, and it was fantastic.
Sure.
Kanye 2020 right now? There's not much me and him agree with.
No.
And not for nothing, his stock did not really... His presence within Puma did not... with Adidas did not really up their stock the way that I expected it to after he came out with the Yeezys. So, you know what?
Yeah, but he's still made...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Adidas. Gap.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah. I was like, his Adidas. I was like...
No. The Yeezys, yes.
But the Gap stuff, no. But I feel like the Gap stuff... It's not supposed to come out until another year or so.
It was the announcement, and I said, let me do this, and
put a little money on.
I put a little money on Kanye West for his brand to make Gap better. And you know what happened? About the same thing as his electoral campaign.
Well, yeah, that's what he said. Harriet Tubman didn't free the slaves, and then all of a sudden it was just like, oh shit, I better sell this motherfucker,
right?
When you got people in the videos recording him, like, yeah, we leaving right now.
Yeah, right.
But obviously now,
did all as well end well? That
everything, because obviously Biden was projected to win on Saturday. He won on Saturday. There was only one obnoxious person that was hooting and hollering for Biden in Hoboken at the moment that it happened.
Well, no, they were all in Brooklyn.
They were all New York,
like, in heavy streets.
New York heavy.
And it doesn't, not so much, it doesn't hurt that it was like 75 degrees and gorgeous out.
It was it's gorgeous today.
It is. It was almost 80 degrees today.
It's fantastic.
It's gonna be 56 for a high on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
You are keeping my sinus medication in stock.
The whole thing about the election too, and obviously this one, I feel like people underestimated how long the results were gonna be because obviously of all the mail-in ballots.
Sure.
Because usually, I feel like in the past, you usually get the projected winner usually just late that night. Yeah. But I feel like because everybody underestimated how many mail-in ballots there were. And with that, took an endless amount of days for them to count everything.
Well, I don't know if you saw that meme. It was up for a little while. And it was
Sloth from Zootopia counting the votes?
Yes. Also, because Nevada was one of the ones that took the longest, was just like the oldest dealer shuffling blackjack.
Or Brian McKnight singing whatever that song is, where he's counting numbers. He's like, one.
Yes.
Two, three. I did see a meme I read somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think my friend Brian Dalton posted it on his Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was like, if the strippers in Nevada were counting these votes, those things would have been stacked, racked, and rubber band by now.
Right?
And I was like, it's great.
He's not wrong.
And the worst thing about it too, and I was like comparing it, and allow me to take this into a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this election coverage when I could, because then once the bar closes, because obviously the bars are closing earlier because of everything going on in the world. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Sure.
I'm like, I just, at this point now, it's just like, it got so drawn out. It's like, I don't care who wins now at this point. I was like, just I just want to know. Yeah. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's with anything. I just want to see the good part.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to see. I want to see the climax. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want.
I don't need story time to be the money shot.
Yeah, I just want. I want to go to the adult DVD and go to usually it's like chapter five of the section, and then it's just like, oh, okay, there it is. You know, it's just sometimes that's all you want to see. Sometimes you want to see a little bit of the action, and then you're like, all right, I'm done. Click. Money shot.
Right.
Awesome. All right, I'll turn the DVD off now.
Right.
And make sure you take it out of the DVD player, because they will find that shit.
Yep.
So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, there's only like besides everything happening in the world and then with the campaign thing, did you know what came got re-released with this whole, with everything going on with the election?
Possibly, but I, nothing that sticks out in my head.
Are you familiar with the Citizen Change Campaign?
Possibly.
The Citizen Sounds Change. Familiar? The Citizen Change Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Was in 2004.
Was this the Vote or Die T-shirt?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, because Paris Hilton didn't vote. I think it was Diddy or someone else called her out. I was like, now you have to die.
Because this was the whole like, P. Diddy wanted to make it hot and sexy for like all the young voters. Like, get out there and vote.
Sure.
Get out there and vote. Blah, blah, blah. This, that, and the other thing. They re-released the Vote or Die t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed my second window?
Can I tell you something?
Sure. You have one, don't you?
You didn't miss it.
Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Stop!
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nobody can see it because we're recording. But
that is phenomenal.
When I saw it, first off, it came out in October, the Vote or Die shirts, right?
Sure.
And then...
Oh, it is still Sean John Brand.
And yes. And I was like...
Yeah, that's awesome.
And I was like, wait a minute. It's back? And I remember a long time ago. This is 2004. It's 2020 now. Mm-hmm. It's 16 years ago. And I remember talking about it. I was like, Vote or Die shirt, Vote or Die shirt. And then they were always sold out.
Yep.
And then I saw them kind of like starting to resurface because you would see people like LeBron wearing them, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking. I was like, is it available? And then it's like all these bootleg versions of them. It's not the real, right. It's not the real one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay. And then I saw an article saying that they were back. SeanJohn.com, blah, blah, say the thing. Looked on it. They only had extra larges. Okay?
Makes sense.
They had the small, medium, large. They were all sold out.
Right.
So then I was like, all right, let me just Google search this real quick, mm-hmm. right? So I Google search it. Macy's. They had all the sizes.
Huh.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy two. I'm going to buy one for me, which is what I'm wearing right now.
Yes!
My Vote or Die shirt.
Is that why you're wearing a hoodie in the
fact yeah, because like I wanted to surprise you. Okay. Yeah, he's like, why is he wearing a hoodie? I was wearing a hoodie.
I thought you were, yeah, I was like, what is going on?
And I was like, I got to get one for Bobby because we've talked about this
in 2004,
16 years ago.
Oh, that is phenomenal.
And for what it's worth, you know what? Good things come to those who wait, because if we had gotten the Vote or Die shirts back in 2004, the fit would have been all different then. Yep. It would have been a dated looking shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably wouldn't have it in 2020.
No.
But now we have a more fitted.
That's hilarious.
We have a more fitted.
That's awesome.
Vote or Die t-shirt from the Sean John brand.
You've now convinced me to stay this size for the rest of my life. So I can wear this every time I go to the poll. Every time I go and vote. Because I'll still go vote for pretty much every, like, I don't care if I'm walking to a mail-in ballot, if knock on wood, hopefully that ends soon in terms of outside of, you know, necessity or whatever. But, yeah, now I'm going to have to stay that size for the rest of my freaking life. I can't get fat, so.
You're welcome.
No, yeah, thank you. First and foremost, the fact that you even found the original one, phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. It's the genuine article.
Yeah.
It's the genuine article.
And we did talk about this.
We talked about this
16 years ago.
60 years ago. Mm-hmm. As crazy as that sounds.
If that's the case, then I feel like I need to give you back your Girls Gone Wild DVD. Because you know what? They didn't find that. I took it out of my DVD player before I got rid of it. And you know what? It's probably sitting in a desk drawer someplace. I still have it.
You can keep it.
Yeah, you probably don't want those memories back, but that's fine.
No, it's fine.
And now for that, you can find it all online anyway.
So the Vote or Die t-shirt came back out, re-released, and mm-hmm. now we finally have it. 16 years later, we finally have
yes.
it.
Yes!
And it's a more fitted
hell yeah.
2020 shirt, because I'm telling you, we would have got it back in the day, we wouldn't have it by now.
Oh, this wouldn't be Sean John, this would have been Gildan.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, but I mean, even then, like, the fit of the shirt was different.
Sure.
That was back in 04, where everything was a little bit bigger, a little bit more baggier, mm-hmm. not as fitted.
True.
Yeah. So I'm like, now it's like, it's time now.
Yes.
Never say you can't. You don't get second chances at anything.
You right?
Yeah.
You know. Thank you, Sean John. Thank you for having those in a warehouse someplace, probably in like Staten Island, and just. You know what? This is a great idea.
And with like the voter guy shirt, it's obviously it's slightly different because obviously it has a more fitted look to it. It used to have the Citizen Change thing on the back, but obviously the Citizen Change campaign pretty much kind of just went away.
Right.
So now it's just, but it's a Sean John shirt, voter die, and yeah, we got him.
Oh,
like
we're going
like the sneakers app. Just yeah, like we got him.
Oh, that's awesome.
So anyway, and just so you know, I want to know how's your T-shirt game looking these days? Because besides this, I got you like a nice like Met shirt, and your T-shirt game must be getting kind of good right now. You know what the fantastic thing is?
Outside of like the one or two times I leave my house on the weekend, I never have to wear anything. It just sits there.
You just go out naked.
No, like I just sit around in a pair of like shorts. Like it doesn't make a difference. I don't care. So like the one or two, like, and that's the thing. Like if I'm going to go to like the deli and just pick up a sandwich, am I going to put like a nicer T-shirt on? I'm like, fuck this. I'll just throw the
maybe it makes sense.
2XL. You know what I mean? Like whatever. Like the Mets one I've worn.
The strikeout cancer one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. The Playboy Bunny one. I haven't gone anywhere.
That's the other thing too. Obviously, in the midst of a pandemic. But see, here's the thing. This is the thing that everybody should be doing right now. You should be getting your fucking T-shirt game up.
Yep.
And guess what? The gyms are back open.
For now.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the gyms have been open for a minute.
Yeah.
So, if anything, buy some exercise stuff. Start exercising at home. Get the little diet going. Get your fucking gear up. And then guess what? When 2022 comes around, you're going to be the hottest thing in the streets.
But this is the thing now, though. Like, I feel like we've come around this. Even from, like, social media and stuff like that. Like, when this pandemic first happened, everyone was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm taking 2 weeks. I'm eating whatever the fuck I want. I'm stressed out. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And then people kind of got into it a little bit more. And I'm painting with a wide paintbrush. I understand everyone's situation is different. But, like, it's come down to the point now where it's like, all right, you know what? I've sat around and done nothing for how freaking long. Maybe it's time to actually kind of, like, get back in the swing of things in terms of trying to take care of yourself a little bit and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Not to say that the anxiety levels are gone or, like, whatever else, but maybe you're finding a more productive use for your anxiety, for like, that stress and that anxiety that you're kind of...
Yeah.
Like, sitting in right now, if you're still one of the ones who are more affected by what's going on here. We're like, in the beginning, like, I remember when we first did a podcast when this was all going on, even when we were doing it over the phone because we couldn't be in person or whatever.
Yeah.
I likened this almost to, like, outside of, like, the gambling and stuff like that, like Atlantic City or Vegas, where, like, literally, you could just sit there and just drink all fucking day because you had nothing to do, you had nowhere to go, you couldn't really do anything, and you were kind of stressed out. You know what I mean in that sense? So, like, yes, outside of, like, the fun aspect of it, it was like, time just no longer exists because I have no idea when I'm going to work because I don't have a job right now because of what's going on. I can get anything in the world delivered to my house if I want to. So you know what? I'm going to get a bottle of Tito's. I'm going to sit there in my underwear, and I'm just going to drink my face off at 11 o'clock in the afternoon because, frankly, what the hell else am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, it was kind of like, okay, we can't do this forever.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when everyone decided they wanted to, like, learn to bake their own bread, and you couldn't find yeast.
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's very true.
You know, we're like, now I feel like
random things just started running out at the grocery store.
And the sad thing about it is I'm noticing some of that shit's gone again.
Starting to... Mm-hmm.
Toilet paper is starting to get a little bit of low. Like, it's not sitting on shelves as long. Not to say that they're, you know, paper towels, stuff like... Cleaning supplies have always been cleaning supplies. Like, if you have a couple little spots, you have a couple little spots that I know of. But, like, yeah, you're starting to notice that some of that stuff's starting to go again.
Well, according to some of the stuff that I saw today on the news and with everything going on, because obviously now, on November 9th, they're not shutting down the restaurants and bars, but they're giving them a curfew of 10 p.m. indoors. 10 p.m. indoors, indoor bars, indoor seating, restaurants, can't as of Thursday.
You got the approval for bubbles. Like, you know, like the weird, like, hot box bubbles you can get in New York City?
Like igloos.
Yeah, the inflatable style igloo stuff. Like the stuff that, like...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people were doing that anyway, though. I feel like restaurants and bars were kind of doing that anyway.
New York had it. Okay. I don't know that I didn't see it. Not that I'm out much, but I didn't see it really in New Jersey. But apparently that was one of like the bullet points on his thing or whatever. That and recreational marijuana is legal now. Leave me in that bubble. I'll just come get me.
You just hotbox the fuck out of
that. Just come get me in 2 hours and just bring me more like munchos or something.
It's just funny because every once in a while, like I'll just like walk outside and I just smell marijuana in the air. It's like, oh, that smells like legal right there. That smells legit. Right?
You know, that just smells like 2020, baby.
And it's so wild. So, all right, so marijuana is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's president.
All 5 states that had that on the ballot legalized it. And then I think it was Portland went out and was like, oh, hold my beer.
Oh, yeah, no. Oregon.
Oregon, yes.
Oregon, the state of Oregon was like, they went the Chris Rock route, and he was like, just legalize everything. It doesn't matter what, because even if you legalize everything, people are going to still find other ways to get fucked up.
Well, you know the kind of shitty part is, in the beginning it was like, okay, maybe like for something like pot, it was like, all right, you know, we can get the tax revenue, we can do this out the next thing. But because of the amount of regulation you have to go through, dispensary legal marijuana is going to be so much more expensive than getting it from your dealer. The people are still going to go to their dealer.
Yeah, but at least at this point now, if as long as they don't have like a ridiculous amount on them, they pay a $100 fine or some shit.
Yes,
like that.
It's a parking
ticket. It's a slap on the wrist.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't have the intent to sell.
And so, everyone asks, like, well, what does that make you smoke pot at work now? Make you drink at work?
Right.
I'm like, stop them.
Unless it's Heineken Zero, according to the commercials, which make no sense.
Yeah, because that's exactly what I want. I want that headache.
What? I actually had a Heineken Zero, and if you're a Heineken drinker, it's not bad. But it's still one of those things where, like, I had to read the label like 5 times and looked it up online. I was like, there's definitely no alcohol in here.
Right.
Because there was like a stint where I was like, I'm not drinking. I was like, but I'll try Heineken Zero. Because according to everything that I read, it has no alcohol in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a low calorie beer. It just has the flavor. It's you're just drinking like hops and like yeast and club soda for lack of a better term. And it tastes like a Heineken.
Yeah. But do you really want the breath of Heineken while you're working? To then be like, well, what do you... But you said you're having...
It's one of those scenarios, you know, where like, I'm not going to sit there, crack open a Heineken Zero, talk to somebody and drink it behind the bar. Because people are like, what are you doing? It's like, nope, there's no alcohol in it. It's like, yeah, but it's still beer. It's like, yeah, but there's no alcohol in it. Right. See, it's going to be that stupid argument.
Yep.
And then even like... So like, can an 18-year-old person buy Heineken Zero?
In theory, you would like to think so. It's not beer. It's not alcoholic.
Yeah, but the problem is that it's still categorized as, even though it's non-alcoholic, it's still categorized as a beer. Therefore, if you're 21, therefore you can only purchase it at 21. I read this online.
Really? Granted,
yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, but it's...
Can you get ginger beer if you're under 21?
Yeah, because that's different.
Why? It's in the name. Can you get root beer? I'm doing it more or less for effect than I am actually being like, Kev, why can't I get that? You know.
But
and if you're 18 years old and you're like, yo, let me get a six pack of Heineken Zero, like, you know, you're a nerd here. Just take it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? How much?
I'm like, by the way, there's no alcohol in there at all. It's not like Beck's non-alcoholic oral duels where it's like it's such a low amount of alcohol in it that you're gonna have to drink like a million of these to get like some sort of a buzz.
Yeah.
You're better off just buying fucking cough syrup and just robo tripping.
Yep.
I'm not condoning that.
No.
But if you're going.
No, yeah. Like, you're better off drinking Listerine if that's the case. Again, don't do it, but if you want to do it and you want to throw up from Listerine, then go ahead and be a moron. Like, I would like to think that.
Or drink like vanilla extract or something like that.
Like, I just. I'm just thinking of all of the different ways I could possibly make myself throw up that I would hate my life. Like, not for nothing, even when we had our little kick for a little while, when we were doing SoCo 100 Proof, and we were like, you know what, this is a bad idea, we still had good times with that.
Yes.
Like, Listerine, Robitussin, vanilla extract, anything else with trace amount of alcohol in it that you might think is a good idea to chug in order to get yourself a little bit fucked up, or really just going to make your stomach hurt and you're going to throw up, you know what, you're a moron. And I would like to think our listeners are better than that.
I'd like to think so, too.
So I until we find like three people on Instagram being like, Kevin and Bobby told us to do this.
And I'd be like, no, I didn't.
No, we didn't.
You don't normally put disclaimers on the podcast, right? So I'm assuming there might need to be one at the bottom of them. Just be like, you know what? Do not ingest the opinions
and views expressed on the Rabbit Hole podcast. They're not that of the Hair of the Blog.
Right. I just throw it on me. I don't give a shit. If you do that stuff, you're an idiot.
Because right now we're already saying it. Don't do it.
Yeah, right.
So besides obviously drinking and everything like that. Oh, speaking of drinking, because yesterday was Sunday Fun Day. Mm-hmm. That was a fun shift working in Hoboken.
Because of Giants beautiful.
Won? I'm happy that Giants won on a business level, because
you've always said
you want the local teams to be in it, so then that way people will come to the bars to watch, and you know, therefore they'll hang out, they'll stick around, they'll drink, they'll eat. You make money. I get it. It's always good to have. You got a horse in the race now.
Of course. Speaking of which, the Breeders was on Saturday.
You know what?
I had no idea.
I totally missed it. Was it Authentic one?
I guess
I think
so.
Was the horse? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, congratulations, Authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever voted for it won.
Yeah.
And just dealing with the problem with the Sunday Fun Day, and I always said Sunday's best day of the week, but like, you got to know when to go home, okay? Like, this is just for people just in general. People, I've noticed this in Hoboken. And even I've noticed it with myself every once in a while when I'm there and I'm off. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the worst case of FOMO you've ever seen in their life. People can't just go to one bar, hang out there, and go home. People got to go to one bar, rage, leave there, go to another bar, rage, go to the other bar. Everybody's like, well, where's the party now? Where's it going now? We it's nonstop until the point where it's almost like, all right, the bars are closed. You have to go home now.
Right.
And I noticed towards the end of the night, I was dealing with people, and they were drunk. They were all, like, two separate groups of, like, two or three people, and they were wasted. Because chances are, and I saw somebody that had a Giant shirt on. All right, so the Giants game started at 1. The bar's open at 11. You're going for brunch and bottomless mimosas and bottomless White Claw buckets or whatever it is you want to drink. Oof. So you're doing that from 11 o'clock, right? And then you watch the game. And then you decide to stick around maybe for the 4 o'clock game, 4:30 game. It's now 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Do you know where your children are? And
oh no,
your hand. You're like, you're out of your mind. People are zombies at that point. Like, to the point where I definitely like cut like two groups of people off. I was like, yeah, I think you're good.
Right.
And like, well, what do you mean? And then they're the people that want to like get mouthy. I was like, well, first off, it's 11:30 now, and we're doing last call as is. All the bars have to close at midnight.
Right.
In case you guys are living under a rock.
Not just us.
Yeah. All the bars.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna. I'm gonna stop serving you. And they're like, oh well, you know, like, I guess. And then they try to get like smart, like slick with me. Like, I guess you don't care about the business making money. And I'm like, I do care about the business making money.
That's why we prefer you come back rather than.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm preventing you from drinking
overindulging more, yourself.
Overindulging, right. Therefore potentially getting yourself hurt or your friends hurt. So yeah, I am looking out for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, at this point, try to reason with them.
No,
you're better off talking to the wall.
Yep.
So it's a lot of like, all right, guys, we'll have a good night. Mm-hmm. See you guys later. Have a good night. Bye. Bye. Explaining it's not gonna change anything. You don't get it.
Nope.
And I've tried to do it, and I was just, and I could be, and I'm nice as could be. Like, this girl, if you are, and we talked about this before, if you are eating or consuming alcohol, you have to be sitting down.
Right.
Sitting at the bar, sitting at a table.
Mm-hmm.
This girl decided that she was standing in the doorway with her beer and drinking it. And I was like, you can't be standing there drinking your beer. And she was like, well, why not? And I'm like, well, because that's the rules. The CDC. That's not us.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guidelines. The city is telling us to do this. Like, I'm following those rules.
Right.
You can stand in the doorway, but you can't drink. Drinking.
Right.
So if you want to drink, you just got to sit down. She's like, well, what if I was like, there's a table right there. Just sit there. It's almost like because we tell you to do it, you don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to come up with every single ludicrous excuses to like, well, what if this? Well, what if this? Well, what if this?
But then it was why can't I like sit outside and have a beer? I was like, because it's after 10 o'clock and we're only allowed to have people sitting outside up until a certain point in the evening.
Right.
Because then that's the town going to come after us being like,
correct,
there's restrictions.
Right.
Like, it's not us.
Please understand something. Like, and I understand that, yes, in a lot of instances, your business is customer-driven. You need to have a consumer for your product or your service or whatever else it is. Bottom line, especially in this period of time that we're living in with a lot of different people handing down restrictions, whether it be the CDC, whether it be the individual town, whether it be the state and the governor or whatever else it is a privilege for you to come out and do those things at this moment in time.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, well, why can't I? It's not me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, go yell, call your mayor.
And it's also one of those things where it's it almost proves the point of why things are getting shut down early.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Because people are like, I don't understand why everything's getting shut down early. It was like, because your ass don't want to sit in a seat after fucking 10 o'clock. You want to stand in the fucking doorway and want to dance to music when you can't because we have to socially distance. All the things that you want to do, and they're like, I don't understand why we can't do them. You're proving everybody right. That's the unfortunate reality. It's like, well, I understand. It's like you can get COVID at night just as much as you can get during the day. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're grinding up on your boyfriend or whoever it is or flavor of the week and you got no mask on and you clearly give no fuck,
mm-hmm.
how many other people are doing the exact same thing you're doing right now?
Yep.
Probably quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just wild. It's like everybody's mad that all this stuff went down. And trust me, I'm mad too. I'm losing money off of this too. Sure. Anybody that works in a restaurant bar is going to lose money off of this because of these restrictions. And it sucks. But it's almost like I get it. As fucked up as everything is, it's like I kind of get it because the people, and not even just at my current place of employment, the other places I've worked at, I've watched people just... You start seeing the worst in people. As soon as you tell people you can't do something, all of a sudden they want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And it's not shit you ever really wanted to do before.
It's just knowing that you can't do it, now you want to do it.
It's the red button. Don't touch it. Don't touch
it. It's the human nature aspect.
I can't wait. You know what? I think I will do that. I think I will come to your bar soon. And I think I will stand there in the door frame and be like, I am drinking this beer. Standing up.
And then my security friend Hal, who's like 6 feet, is gonna be like, yeah, you can't say it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, Kevin said I could.
Now you throw my name in it.
Well, give me a name of someone else you work with, and I'll blame it on them.
I'm not gonna do
it. No, I'm kidding.
No, I know.
And
it's funny because even then, like when I'm cutting people off, listen, it's like if you look visibly intoxicated, I'm not going to serve you. That's any bartender, any place you go.
That's kind of the first rule of bartending, isn't it?
It's one thing. It's just like, all right, well, they don't look drunk, so I'm going to serve them. Right. But when you know that people are drunk,
right?
Because people don't have a poker face. When you look at that guy and the two girls, and the girls look like they've been crying for an hour because
mm-hmm.
they're that drunk, and their mm-hmm. eyes, their faces are just red and puffy, and their eyes are all watery
because right.
they've just been drinking for however long, and maybe they did cry at some point.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm not going to serve you. Right. You got to, like, you can't be visibly intoxicated. Trust me, I've been caught off at bars before.
Yeah.
But I also know that I can use, I'm not going to say I have the best poker face, but I can hide visible intoxication probably on a better level than maybe the average person could because I work in the business.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, visually, I'd be like, oh, that guy looks fine. Mentally, I'm off the reservation.
See ya.
I probably shouldn't be having another Jameson and a Michelob Ultra. But I could play it off.
Mm-hmm.
The people got to learn how to play it off a little bit better. If somebody says, hey, sit down. Don't argue.
What do you expect? That's like, that is rule number one for anybody who's bartended.
And then what's even better too is like when like somebody orders like multiple drinks for themselves. I was like, yeah, you can't do that. And then they like look at me like, what do you mean I can't do that? I was like, if you want a beer and you want a shot, I can give you that.
Sure.
But if you want 3 shots of green tea and then 3 Jaeger bombs and you also want a double tequila club soda, which is an actual order that somebody ordered from me at the bar. And I was like, are these going on? You know, I was like, oh, like the three, whatever. I was like, no, they're all for me. I was like, no, I'm not giving you that.
They're like, why? I was like, because that's over-serving. I'm going to lose my job if I do that.
You're like, first off, if you were just like, give me 10 shots of tequila, I might think about it. But the things you're ordering for yourself, none of that goes well together. Like, if you don't die...
They don't care.
But come on.
I have to care for them.
No, no, no. But they don't care. That. But like, not like the moment you're like, let me get green tea shots, Jaeger bombs, and then double Patron or whatever, double tequila. Ew. Like, we'll just add heavy cream and, like, a shot of, like, you know, maraschino cherry juice to go with it. Like, what's wrong with you? Smarten up. All that's for me. You're an idiot.
You shouldn't have even said that. If you were like, yeah, I'm doing these, they're doing that, and then they're doing this. Again, not condoning it, but if you're gonna have to do these things, listen, I was fucking 23 once, too.
And I still never did all that shit together at the same fucking time.
But I was a lot smarter about it. I was like, yeah, those are for him, these are for them, and those are for them. Cool.
There's also never a point in time in my life I can think of, and we've all been through shit, where I'm like, you know, let me get 9 different drinks at the same time.
But there are people that do that shit. And what's wild is that when people do it and I tell them no, they don't look at me in a like, oh, I understand why you're doing it. They're looking at me like, I've always gotten this. Why are you telling me no? That's the reaction I get sometimes. I'm like, who serves you this?
Right?
And I'm like looking at like some of the people I work with and I'm thinking maybe not even just here. Maybe just outside this building. Like maybe people aren't paying that close enough attention to people ordering stuff. They just make it just like machine, like head down. Just, all right, here's your drinks. Here you go. Here's the money. Okay, thanks. And then walk away. You know what I mean? Like just almost like people are so busy that they just don't stop and think for a second. Like, wait a minute. I just made that guy 12 drinks. And there's nobody around him.
That's fair. If you don't pick your head up to check surroundings, fine. But
it's just wild. It's like the reaction sometimes, like almost like I can't believe you told me no. It's like, yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
I would be more surprised if someone told me yes. That order reminds me of the little kid who would go to the soda fountain and like put a little bit under every single thing.
That's called that. We used to call that a tutti frutti at KFC.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
I remember calling it something. I don't remember what it was necessarily, but it wasn't the tutti frutti. And I guess you put too much Dr. Pepper in yours and cherry coke.
And it's almost like I feel like when you go to a bar and like people like act that way, they're like, "Well, what do you mean, blah blah?" But like, I almost want to be like, "All right, who's your team? What's your favorite sports team?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Yankees, Mets, whatever."
Right.
Oh, you're a Yankees fan? Oh, okay, cool.
Right.
When you go to Yankee Stadium and you want a beer, what do they tell you? You can buy two at a time. Mm-hmm. So you can only buy two, and then you got to leave, and then whatever.
And you get the caps taken off.
Yes.
Because apparently an empty bottle without a cap does not fly as far as an empty bottle with a cap.
Sure.
That was their reasoning.
Sure. So at any given point, if you go and you go to a concession stand, you're only allowed to buy two beers.
Mm-hmm.
This is Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You don't argue with it there, but you want to be mouthy at the fucking bar, though.
So it's the house that Diddy built?
I guess so. We can, yeah.
Okay.
We can call it Citi Field. We can call it Diddy Field. We can call it Diddy Stadium. Whatever you want.
I think it'd be hilarious if we just called it Diddy Field from now on.
We can just call it Diddy, whatever you want to call it.
Right? And guess what? I'm Diddy. And I say no.
Yes. Yeah,
How much would that order be there, too? That's got to be close to probably $200.
I'd have
for 12 drinks.
I'd have to do the math.
I'm doing 12 just at 10. Just even if you do 12 at 10 right away, like that's, you know, $120, obviously, but still.
Yeah, it's wild.
What a gross combination.
It's wild. Ugh. It's funny because like working at this bar, like my boss, like me and him have like these conversations because like he's like a single guy, so all he's doing is just trying to like slay. He's just trying to get as much tail as humanly possible,
mm-hmm.
And he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't understand why you're not like, you know, like killing it right now, like with the ladies. I'm like, back of my mind, it's like, I'm working all the time, right? That's number one.
Right? You're like the dick who schedules me all these hours.
I'm like, I'm working pretty much. I'm the guy that he hired to take pressure off of him.
Mm-hmm.
To take pressure off of the boss.
Yeah. So you're welcome for slaying now.
Yes. On top of whatever slaying you were doing prior.
Correct.
To me working here.
Right.
So then I'm running around like a crazy person, working all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, and I even said it, I was like, he is about the quantitative data.
Okay.
I'm about the qualitative data.
Okay.
And also on top of that, that's quantity over quality, in case anybody, you know, it's not following along here. But then at the same time, my face is covered. So it's like, you gotta, you know, like, you gotta be a little, it's the old Bugs Bunny cartoons where he dresses up as a woman and, like, people believe he's a woman, even though everybody can tell that it's still Bugs Bunny.
Right.
It's like, people think that way in a certain way. They're like, oh, I don't know what he looks like because he's wearing a mask. It was like, you can't, like, people have no type of imagination sometimes.
Right.
So my face is always covered, and I'm always running around. I don't really get a chance to talk to people because usually when cute girls come in or whatever like that, it's usually on the busier nights. I don't get a moment to myself.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, I'm just, there are times where, like, maybe I have an opportunity to talk, you know, when it's kind of a slower day or whatever like that. But then, you know what happens? And my boss, like, slides right in and just, like, you know, swoops in. I'm just like, oh, I guess we're not talking to this one now.
Right.
And, but the thing was, it was just like, it's not, plus I've been out of the game for a little bit, right?
Sure.
I've been out of the game for a minute. So now it's just try to get back into the game, so to speak. I'm Alex Smith on the Chiefs right now, you know? And it's just like, no, I'm sorry, on the Washington football team, excuse me. I'm still trying to figure, get my footing back, so to speak.
So what you need to do then is you need to dislocate his ankle. That's reps, baby. That's automatic reps.
And I mean, listen, before my ex, I was doing my thing.
Sure.
You remember. I mean everybody that's close friends with me, they remember. Like, there was a moment where I was able to put some things together working behind the bar.
Yes.
But I mean, it's just It's tricky for me, and I'm like, it's so easy for you to say that.
At the same time, too, though, do you really want to refine game at your place of business, or do you want to refine game outside of the place of business?
The shit where you eat theory.
Correct. Well, not even that. But, like, even if you are going to potentially shit where you eat, don't you want to bring a game to that place rather than trying to refine game there?
I mean, I feel like if a situation presents itself and a person's, like, vibing me, like, I would see where it would go.
Okay.
But at the same time, I also, yeah, like, I don't want to, I'm not trying to bring unnecessary drama and strife into my life either.
Sure.
I feel like I need to hire somebody. If I'm the Robin to his Batman, I need a Robin now.
You both need an Alfred.
Maybe I need an Alfred.
Yeah.
Somebody to alleviate the stress off of me so then I can go do my thing while I mean, like, that's the hierarchy. You know, it's Julio, me, and Alfred.
Just put that on Craigslist. Be like, look, Alfred needed. You know what it is.
But it's fun. And then honestly, like real talk, like, the girls that come in, they're like, they're cute. But they do skew a little younger than what I would necessarily go for. Mm-hmm. Like, they're a little, like, honestly, at this point now, at this stage of the game, like, look, 22-year-old wants to come holler at me, I mean, and whatever, like, I'm not gonna push it away.
I'm not kicking it out of bed. Yeah.
But I mean, ideally now, I think the youngest I would go would be like 25.
Yeah, 22 to 25, though, and, like every other, like, age or, like, demographic type thing, just smash a 22-year-old. Smash, like, four of them.
Four of them is, like, 88. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah, all together. But, like, that's the thing. Like, if I was in your position, I am not, and I'm sure, I'm assuming that there will be hypotheticals thrown in my way. I'd be like, oh, so I was listening to the podcast, and you would do what if you were in his situation? But anyway.
Yeah, but I'm also a single man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I'm you at this point in time. You just need to see one go through the net.
I gotta break the slump.
If that's 22, 23 years old, fuck, who cares?
I gotta break the slump.
Like, not for nothing, and I think our audience skews a little bit older than that. Most 20-something-year-olds are dumb. Like, as long as you can lie to them and spit, like, a halfway decent game, and you tell them you might know somebody who was on Making of the Band, forget about it. They'll blow you in the fucking alley. Like, it doesn't matter. That's really all you need. You're like, Julio, do me a favor for about 20 minutes. You're like, what? I'm like, just don't change the channel. I'll be right back. I got something I gotta go do real quick. You're like, what? You're like, her name is Janine, and she's over there. I'll see you later. And that's it. And you'd be like, you know what? Now we can hire Alfred.
Now we can hire Alfred.
Yeah. I just had to get back on that fucking trapeze thingy again for a little bit.
That's
it.
You paint a very interesting scenario.
I'm telling you, it's what you need to do. To see what... It's, again, shoot or shoot. Over 26, over 27, whatever it is, not been in the gym in a little while, shoot or still shoot.
Yeah, no, you're right. But I also look at it
again,
as
might not do it where you work.
Yeah, I also look at it as a double dutch, right? Like, I'm looking for that right moment to just kind of, like, interject myself into the conversation or into a certain scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'm like... besides, you know, when you work in the service industry, it's called reading your guests and reading the tables, whatever like that. So sometimes I take a read of the room and I look and I was like, these girls don't want nothing to do with anybody. They just want to be like nose deep in their phone and mm-hmm. they just want to take selfies and that's all they want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I'm not going to fucking talk to them. Mm-hmm. Unless they're like, hey, blah, 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 and give me an opening, then maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But up until then, I'm like, yeah, no. Here's my thinking.
Because most of the time, if you're going to the bar, your mask is off, right?
Yes.
So I think you need to do that.
I have.
Well, I'm saying, like, be out and about a little bit more. Not, again, within the realms of safety and of making sure that you're... You know, you're taking care of yourself, number one. Like, I'm not trying to see you die over pussy. Like, that's not...
No,
like,
no, no,
like,
no.
Votes? Yes.
Yes.
Pussy? No. Like...
Right.
But, yeah, you know what I mean? And again, I wouldn't do it in my place of business. Not to try to get back on that horse at that point in time. That's when you start showing off tricks at the...
The one good thing is that, like...
I am one of your coworkers. That's always worked in restaurants. Like, shit comes to shit at the end of the day, just bang one of your coworkers.
I don't know which coworkers might be or might not be listening to this right now.
It really don't matter. Like, I'll come there and find out, and I'll tell you which one. I'd be like, her. That one.
But it's...
You play for the Trenton Thunder? I'm like, yeah, baby.
The Trenton Thunder don't exist anymore.
It don't matter. She don't know that.
It's got to be the Somerset Patriots.
You're like, oh my God, are you a liquid blue claw? He's like, yeah, bitch.
For what it's worth,
mm-hmm.
all the young ladies that I work with, mm-hmm. they're very nice, they're very lovely, and I believe all of them have some degree of boyfriend, fiance, whatever.
Are they happy in all of those relationships?
I'm going to assume that they are.
Okay, they're not always going to be.
You're a bad guy.
I have had bad guy tendencies in the past, yes.
But
those are long out of my system. I love you. I'm sorry you're hearing this.
This is just residual bad guy.
Every now and again,
it just kind of creeps
up. Well, the problem is every now and again, we get into that place where I'm like, you could do this. And I'm like, I shouldn't say this.
Yeah. But, yeah. So it's mm-hmm. just funny because he's just like, you know, it's like, you know, my boss is like, I don't understand. Like, you should, because, like, me and him will have, like, talks about conversations about things in Hoboken, this and the other thing. And, like, I think he realizes, like, wow, you're actually, like, not, like, actually, but it's like, wow, you, like, know, like, a lot of people in town, even though, like, you just started working here. I was like, yeah, I know a lot of people just everywhere.
Right.
And then he's like, you remember Hoboken, like, the old spots, and now it's this place and that. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's, like, amazed at the knowledge that I have. And he's like, I don't understand. Like, he's almost giving me a compliment. He's like, I don't understand why you're not doing this yet. I'm like, yeah, because I'm at work all the time.
You're like 75 hours, homeboy. Like, that's why.
I'm like, I can't.
Right? I don't know what I want to be.
I come home exhausted. Like, I come home exhausted. Like, like, I don't get me wrong. Tinder, I'm on Tinder heavy.
Sure.
So, like, I'm just pretty much, like, locking in the Hoboken location. And I'm just swiping like a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, like, I come home, I'm exhausted.
Do you find the shifts are harder? Like, the same, like, I'm assuming hours are somewhat similar, but, like, do you find that the shifts are harder? Or more tiring or strenuous or whatever?
I think the shifts are more tiring. The work is easy, but the shifts are a little more tiring, at least for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, honestly, I feel like it's nonstop. I feel like there's...
Oh, really? So there's no down. It's just go.
I feel like once it starts getting busy, yeah, it's nonstop.
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Which I guess is good.
No. Yeah.
But also, like,
like I dealing with like a lot of the people that come in. Like I said, this is not like a place how it used to be. Not like the place I used to work at. This is not a restaurant that serves drinks. This is a bar that happens to serve food. So right. What'll happen is every 2 seconds somebody needs another drink. Because right. Usually it's not just like four people sit down. Hey, let's get a round of drinks. Cool. You get them, and then in the midst of you dropping off, a drink, another person magically is added to the table.
Right.
Hey, can we get like 5 shots of this? Okay. Hey, we also want to order food too. Okay. Sure. What would you like?
It's all separate. It's never the same.
Everything's jumbled. There's no order.
Right.
And this is I'm being generous here. 75% of people order like this.
Right.
So it's kind of like all over the place. Mm-hmm. The menu is nothing. It's fucking sandwiches and burgers and like
pretzels,
a salad.
Mm-hmm.
So the menu is nothing.
It's a standard tavern menu.
Yes, but the drinks could be all over the place in terms of the drink orders, the shots, this, that, and the other. And yeah, so it's a lot of
ever. But at the same time, you've only been there maybe like a month and a half, 2 months tops.
Not even
like
2 months.
Yeah,
I think this would be maybe a month.
Mm-hmm.
In a week.
Right. Yeah.
But it is what it is, and I enjoy it.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
And trust me, I'm doing moves behind the scenes, whether people realize it or not. Mm-hmm. It's called laying in, groundwork here. Laying in foundations.
Well, you start laying pipe. That should be the difference right now.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta lay the foundation first in order to. You can't just build a house. You gotta make sure you get all the correct forms and paperwork and make sure you pick the right spot. And
I think at this point in time, as long as it's like, I'm assuming you're gonna know if it's consensual or not. Paperwork's filled out at the end of the day.
So you're not building it on quicksand.
Yeah, right, pretty much. You know what I mean? If they're like, don't build here. I mean, even if that's the case, like we've all stuck our dick in crazy before. So like, whatever. Just tell them you work somewhere else. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I work at Black Bear. They work fine. Gotta go. Oh, I work at Brasco. See you later.
There you go.
Oh, I work at City Bistro, which is completely on the other fucking side of Hoboken.
That's what they call Uptown.
That makes sense. They go out the rooftop bars and fucking hoity-toity shit.
Yes.
Still a couple banging sushi restaurants down that way.
Sure.
Is old Hoboken still what it used to be? Like, from when me and you used to go there, like, on weekends or whatever? Or is everything now just kind of... Has it all just evolved and changed? Like, would I recognize it, considering I don't go there very often, if at all?
I think you would. There's some spots that we've definitely gone to that no longer exist. But
really?
Yeah, but...
Well, the entire hotel is gone, apparently, yes, from what you told me. Yes,
the W's gone.
Yes.
But
there's
enough there that you, like... Because even when I go to, like, random bars, I was like, oh, this used to be this place.
Oh, okay. So, like, the structure is still there, and you would kind of know it from, like, maybe, like, the skeleton.
They put a fresh coat of paint and change the lighting, and it's something else now.
So it's not called Bahama Mama anymore?
No, Bahama Mama is now Tally Ho.
That makes sense. That absolutely makes sense. That does. Okay. Yeah, I don't think outside of going to... the bar across the street from yours, because I frankly never even really knew yours existed, because I never really thought about it. It was like, go there, go to the one place I know, maybe go somewhere else, and then call it a day.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. Maybe once the world has come to an end and gotten better a little bit and healed itself.
Well, apparently the vaccine's coming soon, according to Murphy. 6 months, maybe.
Pfizer came out with some very promising news today.
6 months.
So
6 months, they said, maybe you get a vaccine. And I'm like, wow, this is like, people are like, wow, no, we got to wait like another 6 months. But I started thinking about it like this, right? So like, yeah, you got the vaccine and yeah, like, it feels like everything's taken forever, right? Mm-hmm. But think about it like this. How long did you wait for that Game of Thrones, like, season 8? How long did you wait for that Star Wars movie to come out?
Yeah.
Just equate it to something like that. I can't believe this is taking so long. It's like, it sucks. It sucks for, like, people that are completely, I don't want to say bedridden, but completely like, all right, I'm working from home, I'm living at home, I'm not going out.
The shitty thing is that's still factoring that you have a job.
Yeah.
I get it from that economic factor. I absolutely do. Like, I'm sorry that you can't go to the bar every day. I'm sorry. Like, to me, that should be the least of your worries. But for the people who are economically impacted from this, I feel you. Not to say that mine is. Maybe a little bit here or there. obviously, you went through your ups and downs, and now it seems like you've rebounded yourself pretty well. Like, most of our friends all have jobs. Like, everyone else seems like they're still keeping some level of what they had. But, yeah, there's a lot of people who don't. You know what I mean? So I can understand that 6 months is tough. But if it's, I just want everything to go back to normal so I can go to the bar or so I can go to this, that, or the next thing, like, yeah, just chill out. You wait 6 months for something else.
Yeah.
I hate to say, you've already been through eight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But from the economic aspect, I understand it. You know,
right.
It's weird because our major orbit, no one really got, like, it wasn't just like, shit, how am I putting food on my kids' tables? You know what I mean in that sense? Like,
I mean, our group has been fortunate enough that everybody's been able to at least maintain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but at the same time, too, you know, obviously we recognize that that's not the case for a lot of people out there, you know, but, I don't know, hopefully sooner rather than later. And that this isn't saying that this is necessarily a done deal.
Right.
You know, but it is. It's hella encouraging, and that's nice to see that. It's even nice, too, to almost see that there's a potential light at the end of the tunnel, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where before you were kind of just going down the long hallway, and you weren't really quite sure when you were coming to the end of it. So it's definitely encouraging and optimistic to say that maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel now. Even if it is 6 months
away. And we'll put it to you like this. Mm-hmm. You'll probably get that vaccine before Dr. Dre comes out with Detox. Like, let's be real. Been waiting for that album forever. And you'll get the vaccine courtesy of, the album cover probably be like Anthony Fauci on it. Before you get the before you get the Dr. Dre Detox album.
Streets Can't Wait? So Fauci dropping an album?
Vaccine's
that's
coming
it?
Out. Yeah, vaccine. Vaccine 2021.
That's funny.
Yeah. Vaccine 2021 coming soon.
Mm-hmm. I can see
Streets
it.
Can't Wait.
Oh yeah, streets are hot for that shit.
Oh, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Like, the mixtapes are out, like,
stamped, pressed,
let me tell
stickers
you,
created.
DJ McGreekin's got illegal torrent links right now for Vaccine 2021 on his computer.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I don't know if you were aware too, obviously with the election and the results, mm-hmm. Chappelle hosted Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And I'll put it to you like this. You don't have to watch the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the cold open at the beginning. Watch the Chappelle monologue. I feel like he's the only person that gets the N-word pass on Saturday Night Live. Because
mm-hmm.
it's just part of his vernacular.
Right.
He doesn't obsessively use it, but he uses it just enough.
Mm-hmm.
Just to emphasize some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sketch with Uncle Ben, Aunt Jemima, Count Chocolate, and Dave Chappelle.
Oh, boy.
You watch those three sketches, that's all you know. And Weekend Update's always good.
Right.
You watch that, that's it. Okay. You don't got to watch the Foo Fighters, even though I like the Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got to watch the other sketches. You watch those four things, mm-hmm. you're good. That's like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Have you, by the way,
nope.
did you do any?
Nope.
You didn't, Bobby had a homework assignment to watch The Mandalorian, or at least a couple episodes of The Mandalorian.
I will get to it. You know what's funny? I thought about it as we were sitting here, because I was going through my phone while you were setting everything up, and I was like, oh, Baby Yoda, fuck.
So,
mm-hmm.
I did my homework assignment, and I watched the first new Star Wars movie.
Okay.
The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I understand there was a lot of comparisons to A New Hope
mm-hmm.
and A Force Awakens, but there was enough of a difference that, like, it was the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
But it moved very quickly. That movie moved quick.
Mm-hmm.
That original New Hope, that movie dragged. As great of a masterpiece of a Star Wars film that is,
mm-hmm.
that movie fucking dragged. A New Hope. It was 1979 when that movie came out.
Right.
This movie was quick. Kind of got to the point right away.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great about it. The backgrounds, the CGI, everything. It was really, really good. And I figured out the whole Black Stormtrooper thing, and they explained it literally within like 2 minutes. They explained it. Because pretty much like the Stormtroopers, they're like, they have two branches now. They have the clone Stormtroopers, and then they have Stormtroopers that they just pretty much like any type of military, but they're like a, one of these like evil military things where they snatch children up and train them from youth and turn them into fucking soldiers.
Right.
And that's essentially what those Stormtroopers are.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a Star Wars hot take though.
Okay.
Based off of The Mandalorian and off of this new Star Wars movie. Okay. And off of the old Star Wars movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Mandalorian, the Baby Yoda thing, or the child, but everybody calls him Baby Yoda because he looks like Baby Yoda. Because I was doing the math according to, if I remember everything correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalorian takes place 5 years after the events of Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Baby Yoda, for lack of a better term, everybody knows what I'm talking about, is 50 years old. Even though he's a baby, he's 50 years old.
Right.
Empire Strikes Back,
mm-hmm.
the second movie of the original three. I don't know how many years prior to Return of the Jedi it was, but we'll say 4 or 5.
Okay.
And Yoda was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And they had that conversation where Luke stopped his training. He went to go rescue Han Solo and Leia, Cloud City, Darth Vader, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And Obi-Wan in his astral projection was like, you know, he's our only hope, blah, blah, blah. And Yoda's like, no, there is another.
Right.
What if Baby Yoda is the there is another and not... Everybody assumed that he was talking about Princess Leia.
Right.
Because she is related... That's Luke Skywalker's sister. She also has the Force. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. What if he was talking about Baby Yoda? Because at that point, Baby Yoda is alive somewhere. Just, it would be, if not... It would probably be maybe fairly newborn, maybe 20 years old, maybe 20, maybe 21, 22. Doing the math.
Mm-hmm.
Geeking out right now.
Right.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Yeah.
What if that's who he was referring to? That's my hot take.
Okay.
Everybody assumes it's Princess Leia.
Right.
That's all.
Okay.
It's my hot take.
I dig it.
And I'll watch the next Star Wars movie. You know what now happens now? Now we're living on the other side of the mirror. You were able to binge watch all the Star Wars movies because they were all you'd have to sit and wait year after year after year for Star Wars movies. You'd have to sit year after year after year for Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Now it's my turn.
Yes.
It's my turn.
There you go.
Now I can just sit and just watch all the movies within a week.
Right.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
You can consume it at your leisure and at your pleasure. The biggest problem with it is, unfortunately now, considering you work so much and everything else and you have other side projects going on and stuff like that, it's how much time do I have? But the good thing is yes, you don't have to finish one and go, fuck, I want another one. You have the other one right there.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, being able to watch this stuff on demand is great.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really been able to watch too much football. I did catch like little peaks of football. The Jets play tonight. The Patriots. I hope they lose.
Mm-hmm. They will.
You know, this will be the game that they win.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This will be the game that they win.
Joe Flacco just comes out slanging it like it's 2012.
I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really, Joe Flacco? Now, now you do this?
Yep.
I tell you what. The Cowboys and this Garrett Gilbert?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Garrett Gilbert?
He was in the AAF, the Alliance of American Football. That was his last pro action. And if I'm Cooper Rush, I'm like, wait, this guy beat me out?
Cooper.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Cooper Rush sounds like a Mountain Dew flavor you get at Taco Bell
mm-hmm.
with your order.
It's limited though.
Yes. Right. Like you go to the Taco Bell drive-thru, mm-hmm. and you get, like, two cheesy gordita crunches with steak, mm-hmm. and a large Cooper Rush, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're like, do you want, like, any sauce? I'm like, fire sauce and hot sauce, please.
Yep.
They're like, thank you. Pull up next window. Mm-hmm. That's who.
And the first thing they hand you, because they always hand you the beverage first, is the Cooper Rush.
Yeah, and they give you the Mountain Dew Cooper Rush. And be like, oh, it tastes weird.
Right?
but yeah, I was like, what?
Hmm? I mean, it was just slanging things.
Yeah. That I was like, all right, good for the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, wow, how many chances do the Cowboys get? Ben DiNucci, mm-hmm. and Garrett Gilbert and mm-hmm. Cooper Rush? No Colin Kaepernick, though, but that's all right.
Yeah, I've heard that conversation come up like once. But that conversation isn't as loud as it used to be.
No, because at least now it's like, all right, well, he's not tech. Well, I mean, he's not blackballed anymore.
Right.
But it's just like, all right, whatever. No, it's fine. I'm like,
blackball's more of an official title, official stance.
Yeah.
Rather than just like, well, everyone just says no.
Yeah. I don't want Taco Bell. When's the last time you've been to Taco Bell?
Years.
Years?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you get at Taco Bell if you were going?
Probably one of those, like, value boxes, like the $5 value boxes. Mm. Like, I'd get one of those. I'd probably get a couple tacos on the side, or I'd get like a nacho supreme or like whatever it was. I couldn't even tell you what's on their menu.
I'll tell you what they used to have, and they took it off the menu. I'm very upset.
Okay.
They had these things called shredded chicken burritos, and they were like a dollar.
Okay.
They were like a tiny little, like not mini, mm-hmm. but they're like a regular, like, size burrito.
Right.
And it was like, literally, it was just like seasoned rice, shredded chicken with some sort of, like, seasoning on there, and mm-hmm. like some sort of, like green, maybe cilantro ranch, like, little thing, and, like, I think they put some cheese on it.
Okay.
It was good. It was like a dollar.
Yeah.
I was like, order like two or three of them, you're good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, it's not on the menu anymore. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right?
Every time, there's something that I was like, oh, wow, this is delicious. They're like, oh, Kev likes it? Yeah, it's gotta go.
Yeah.
It's coming off the menu.
I think the last time I went to Taco Bell, you could put the code in for like the PlayStation 3.
Oh, wow.
Or 4. I don't know.
It's probably the 3.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, if you play your cards right, you can win a PlayStation 5 at Burger King.
Why?
It's just like a promo they're doing. Oh. I think if you order their like 2 for $5, you get a chance to win a PlayStation 5.
Their 2 for $5 is awesome until you realize it's like one of two chicken sandwiches. I'm like, I don't want like what.
You don't want like two of the same thing? You have one now, have one later?
Like, no, because I don't feel like that stuff reheats well.
The Whopper does.
Does it?
I think so.
I can't.
You gotta open it up though. You can't just like put it in there. Just you gotta take the top off.
Okay.
And then you kind of just like lay it open face, and then you put it in the microwave.
I can't tell you the I can't tell you the last time I've actually reheated fast food.
Yesterday.
I was just saying. Yeah. I was like, I normally just eat it cold. I'm like, fuck it.
My hours are all over the place. So like for
no,
me,
no,
it's
no,
just
no.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like I'm only as loyal as my options. So right. Like it's this or you go to bed hungry.
Right.
And yeah. Although there's an artichoke pizza. I think we might have talked about this.
Yes.
So it's mm-hmm. so fucking good. The artichoke pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Once I found out that was there's actually a lot of solid pizza places. I'm partial to artichoke because it's literally down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could walk up the block and it's there.
Well, yeah, I would assume at that point in time when you're done with work, you're like the last thing I want to do is get my car and drive somewhere else to try to find a parking spot to get it and then leave or whatever else you're doing.
Yeah.
Because we've been there before. There's great late night pizza spots in Hoboken. But like, do you really want to like have to do it like within driving distance where you're like, fuck. Now I gotta find a spot. No, sorry. Like, I would actually have you Grubhub it to my parking spot. So I don't have to go to you. And kind of take it from there. But,
yeah
no, I can understand. Especially with...
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Of course.
When you're hungry. You know what I'm saying? So... Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, not for nothing. Like, you open up this... You open up this podcast, and I was like, huh... I kind of want a chicken sandwich now. And I've thought about that this entire podcast. is that I really want a fucking fried chicken sandwich, or I really want just fried chicken. So thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, being that, you know, it's been a week, rest in peace, Alex Trebek.
Yeah. The stuff that's come out, like the different compilations of stuff that's come out, like ridiculous. Like how ingrained he was into American life.
Yeah.
You know, like I watched it with my grandparents when I was little, and I didn't know what
I didn't watch them religiously, but I would watch an episode here and there, whatever. Yeah. And like, obviously, you know, pay respects to him.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's funny that Sean Connery passed away a week ago, and now Alex Trebek passed away, and I just think of the Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Automatically.
Yeah.
I just think, and I don't even think they ever met in real life. Probably like that, I think that was all just done for Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Like that was just a thing, and they just ran with it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny. But rest in peace, Alex Trebek. 2020, man.
It's a fucking decade and a year. The amount of different shit.
Well, I mean, like you said before, light at the end of the tunnel.
That's it. Gotta think that way.
Yeah.
Gotta think that way. Keep plugging along and find your little bits of joys where you can find them, and just light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully we can get back to the way things were, maybe with a little bit more of a conscious mind and being a little bit more aware of what's going on and everything like that. But yeah, hell yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what, let's leave on that note.
You got it.
So thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
This is Rabbit Hole Podcast, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.